Mason Nealon here this afternoon, joining me, Brock Baiting of the Kemper Knights. Brock, standout quarterback, standout basketball player, and you actually made the decision to go to Minnesota State for basketball, so we congratulate you on your decision.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So for you, Brock, I mean, the big question was, if you look at it, football and basketball, I think a lot of people knew where you were going to go, but what drew you to basketball?
Yeah, well, there's always a lot of people asking me, you know, are you going to play football or basketball? But for me, it's always been basketball. You know, I've played AAU and Kemper basketball ever since I could remember, since around like fourth grade or fifth grade. And you know, it's always been my first love, and I've always just cared more for basketball and wanted to play at the next level, which I'm fortunate enough to say I can do.
Brock, you know, you tweeted out the one time about Upper Iowa, and then there's some other offers in there as well. But what were the offers, and what were the teams that really reached out to you?
I was in conversation with, like you said, Upper Iowa, Kirkwood for JUCO. That was another option that I was going to take. And then Purdue Northwest. I think they said they were just right under Chicago, I believe. So a little ways away. And then Omaha. I was talking to them for a while. But I eventually settled in with Minnesota State, and I'm very happy that I did.
What drew you to Minnesota State the most?
I went to like a summer camp for the past 2 years, and like both those years I've absolutely loved it there. My brother's wife actually played volleyball at Minnesota State, so we have some connections back there. And I mean, ever since I just went to camp, I just love the coach, I love all the players, and I love all the facilities, and it's just great. Like over the summer when I After I went to the camp, I would be talking to my parents. So I'd be like, man, it'd be awesome if I could be able to go there someday, which is crazy because I'm fortunate enough to say that I am.
I got to ask you, too. I mean, Parker going to college and playing basketball, what was his reaction to when, you know, he probably knew you were going to go somewhere, but what was his reaction when you told him?
Yeah, he was super happy. You know, I've been talking to him about the recruiting process throughout this whole entire time, and he's been by my side, able to help me and guide me and text all these coaches back, and he was super pumped when I made my decision.
When you got that decision out there, what was the feedback like? What was the responses from people?
Just a lot of congratulations, which I'm super grateful for, knowing that I have people that support me and love me for what I do.
I got to ask you as well, Kemper, obviously this season not able to play a lot of the year, but what was it like as well with Kemper? What kind of a process did they help you with there to get to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not being able to play this year wasn't really on my bingo card, but being able to play the last 3 years, Coach Minahan and everybody else that is involved has taught me so much about basketball and just how to be a good teammate and how to be a leader, especially being on the football field. And that's helped a lot. And just, yeah, these past 3 years, being able to play as a freshman into sophomore year and doing good in junior year, and then but senior year cutting short, and it was all just leading up to where I am now.
And I gotta ask you too, was there much for football there, or was it really just basketball offers that you were getting?
Yeah, mainly just basketball. I'm pretty sure Coach Steiny, I think he was telling coaches if they were to reach out to him about me that I am more interested in basketball, but just like giving them a heads up and telling them that.
With that as well, was there any thought about maybe going to the next level at football?
Yeah, you know, with how many people said I should, there's obviously some thought, but I know that I just like the high school football, like playing around with your friends, and you just go after school and you're just playing around with them, but I don't really know if I love it enough to play at the next level.
When did you truly fall in love with the game of basketball to the point where you wanted to play at the next level?
I would say since 7th grade, 8th grade year, when I was able to see how my brother went to go play D2 ball, and that just made me want to drive and go further and get to the point where he didn't play Division II basketball.
When you went to Minnesota State and kind of walked around, did you go to plenty of visits over there, or was it just kind of an easy decision with the summer camps?
Yeah, we did go on one visit. I think that was like two weeks ago, I think. We went up there and went to see the campus, the facilities. We watched a practice. We ate there and it was pretty good. And yeah, obviously with the camps, I've already seen the campus, but just to get everything into a deeper thought.
with you as well, Brock. Talk to me what the process was like the day that you kind of knew and when you figured out that you wanted it to be Minnesota State.
Yeah. When I was presented the opportunity to go there, I basically knew. I was really narrowing it down between Minnesota State, Kirkwood, and Omaha. And when they get presented the opportunity, I pretty much had my mindset, but I just gave it a couple of days just to see if anything were to change with the other two schools, but nothing really did. And I mean, like I said, I really had already had my mindset, so I was pretty fortunate to make that decision.
Do you know what kind of a role you're going to walk into, or is it going to be, you know, waiting until when you get there to know what you're going to do for the team?
I mean, I would say kind of both. Obviously, you're a freshman at the next level. You're not going to, I mean, every person on that team was the best player on their high school team. So, like, you're no different from anybody else. So you just have to work your way up. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to expect myself to go in there and make an impact in the starting lineup right away. You know, I'll obviously have to work my way up on the court, off the court, in the weight room, and all that kind of stuff.
With you as well, what are you going to major in, if you know already?
Yeah, that was also a big decision and where I could go, because I'm going to major in construction management, and that's not really a popular degree in a lot of places. And I am fortunate enough to have that degree at Minnesota State, which really helped my decision.
Well, Brock, I tell you what, we congratulate you on this decision. I know we'll follow you throughout college to make sure and see how you're doing, but congratulations on this huge decision.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Mason.